The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program was recorded for broadcast at this time. Welcome to What's the Score, a series solely dedicated to the support of Central Florida small business and entrepreneurs, donated as a community service by Salem Media Group.
And now let's head into the Rich Jakel Score Studio with Christopher Hart and Lucy Polito.
Hello and welcome to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with that winning combination for your business. And yes, indeed, we do have the winning combination today because we have the award-winning Lucy Polito, score volunteer, with us. How you doing, Lucy?
I am great. How about you?
Excellent. Doing excellent. I am Christopher Hart of the American Adversaries radio show, but of course, this show is all about score. And everything Score's got going on, and as I always say, they've always got something going on at Score, except for a couple of weeks right at the end of the year, right, Lucy? Other than that, it's always business as usual.
Yep, you're right. Always.
Yep. And it's a great way to take advantage of great expertise from volunteers like Lucy and thousands across the country, about 60 of them right here in Orlando, who have business expertise and experience from all different aspects and all different parts of the business world. You might say, every acre of the jungle out there, they have been there and they have worked it over, because the business world is a tough world out there and you can get really lost. And these folks, with their expertise and their mentorship, they will help you prevent they will help to prevent you from making the same mistakes a lot of us have made along the way. And, of course, they got great educational opportunities over there as well all the time. They've got, webinars going on practically every day, but several a week. They've got the workshop series, five particular educational presentations about how you actually set up a business from scratch. And, pardon me, and all of this is available at the inflation-proof price that we keep telling you week after week. Lucy, what is it again?
You know, I don't even know how we do it, but we do, and it is all free.
It is absolutely no charge at all free because of great sponsors and grants. And it is a nonprofit organization. If you would like to make a donation, of course, it would be tax deductible. And you can find out how to do that at orlando.score.org. That's the website, orlando.score.org. And that's where you can find all the great things they have to offer. They've got a great archive of educational programming. They've got an archive of this radio program. And they've got templates there. And all of it, once again, is available no charge at all. And if you'd like to speak to a Score volunteer, the offices are open at the Orlando Fashion Square National Entrepreneur Center, and that is at 407-420-4844. You can call and make an appointment, and the business hours are 10 to 4 Monday through Thursday and 10 to 1 on Friday, 407-420-4844. And if you'll call ahead, that way the volunteer can spend some extra time with you other than just say hello. But you're welcome to come in at any time when the business hours are open there. And don't forget to take advantage of the newsletter, orlando.score.org. Okay, that brings us to our guest today. She has not been on the show before, so we're going to learn a lot about her and her business and how she got into business. So we'd like to welcome to the show today Stephanie Leandre. Stephanie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate it. And the way we like to do it is, first of all, find out a little bit about the guests themselves before we get to your business. And so just give us a little bit of background of yourself, sort of resume type stuff, but a little bit more, where were you born and how did you end up where you are now.
All righty. Well, I am originally from Miami, Florida, born and raised. I relocated to Central Florida permanently 10 years ago, so in 2013. How did I get into the space? Well, one day I was at work, and this was after having my first child, and I was like, I really need to figure out how to bring some extra income. What can I do that doesn't require a lot of time or training or any specific certifications? So I was just doing some search online, and I stumbled across notary work. And when I looked more into the Secretary of State website to see what it entails, I was like, yeah, I can do this on a part-time basis or like kind of like on the side. And that started back in 2018 when I got my first notary commission. And after doing it for some months, I was like, you know what, maybe I need to level things up. And I started an actual business in 2019, and we are an LLC. And I have been doing it ever since, still more of a part-time basis, but still consistently. And I really love what I do because I get to meet so many wonderful people. I get to network with others, and most importantly, help them make sense of their important documents.
Okay. What were you doing? What kind of job did you have as you were, you say you started this as a part-time thing, and do you still have it? You don't have to tell us where you work unless you would like to. But what kind of things, what kind of work was it?
Well, I was working in healthcare administration. So I did a lot of roles such as care coordination or program support. And basically, I was the back office girl that, you know, managed different budgets. I also managed the clients that we worked with in one of the companies as far as making sure that services were being rendered and making sure that billing was done correctly and also doing payroll for our employees.
You know, it reminds me of when I worked at a hotel, you had the general manager and then you had the person that did everything. And that's kind of what you know what I mean, Lucy?
Yep, I know what you mean.
All right. So did you see in that employment, in that handling, because obviously you were handling documents of sorts, but did you see in that, in other words, did that lead you into a direction or that when you saw this particular thing, it meant, you know, this I can relate to type stuff?
Oh, yes, especially the a lot of the healthcare documents, such as healthcare surrogate, is one of the documents I saw a lot because the clients we dealt with were elderly clients. And aside from helping the case managers with getting in-home services for them, you want to make sure that the documentation is together because in a case something does happen, you want to make sure that you can just go into whether it's an electronic file or physical file and pull out that document and show, you know, date, time, and all that other important information because you just never know. And that did happen to us one time, well, actually more than once, where we had to pull out specific documents that were needed in order to assist with the client.
I see. And these are, this is normally very confidential stuff, but it's normally stuff a lot of times that people, you know, aren't caught up on, I take it.
Yes, that's correct. Yes. Especially the caught up part. It is always important to do document reviews, and no matter what the document is, just to make sure it's still current, make sure it's still valid, because in the case when you do need it, that's when it becomes an issue.
So some of these important documents, well, Lucy has a question. Go ahead, Lucy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, my question is really, how do people know about you in particular and not go to a regular notary?
How do they know about me?
Yeah, or what do you do different? Or do you have a specialty for your services?
Well, I am mobile, which means I come to you, I I literally work out of my car. So I kind of have like a little office space in my car. So I make it more convenient where you don't have to come to a specific location. I've met people at Starbucks. I've met them at McDonald's. I make it very easy for me to be available for you. And also, being able to have extended hours from like the bank or UPS. I'm available late evenings, weekends as well. So, there are many people that work the day shift, like, and sometimes it's very difficult to get access to a notary after a certain time. So being able to not only be mobile, but also have that availability, works.
And you
So
can work on weekends, you said, right?
I do. Yes, I do.
Huh, that would be different, I think.
you got a pretty cool logo on your polo shirt there. Do you wear that around and
Oh,
people
thank
ask you
you.
questions? Do you say,
Yeah,
what's this here? And
when I have.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, you complete your thought and then we're gonna have to take a break. Go ahead.
Okay, so I have polo shirts and also regular t-shirts that actually the t-shirts have all my contact information on it, and it would be funny while I'm in the store and someone has their phone out trying to take a picture of my shirt.
Well, that's great marketing, right? It's how you get your
Yes.
message out there. And
Yes.
it's Simply Noble Services. And while we're at it,
Yes.
do you have a website, social media platforms?
Yes, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Simply Noble Services. I do have a website as well, www.simplynobleservices.com. And I also have a LinkedIn account as well, so you can find me on LinkedIn.
All right, very good, very good. So check it out. You folks can go to that website during the break here, so you'll be able to see as we're speaking with Stephanie Leandre of Simply Noble Services. She is the founder, and she's runs the show over there. She's the CEO. So that's simplynobleservices.com, and you just write it all out the way it's normally spelled, simplynobleservices.com. So do check that out. And she said Facebook, LinkedIn, and what was the other one? Instagram, I think you said.
Instagram, yes.
Instagram. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you can check her out right in those places there. So, but we'll continue the conversation, talk more about documents and the business of documentation, proper documentation, when we come back once again with Stephanie Leandre. And don't forget, when you go on the website, if you haven't already, and I hope you have, go to orlando.score.org, and you spell all that out too with the dots in there, orlando.score.org, and check out everything that's going on there. And do sign up for the newsletter. It'll keep you alerted as to everything that's coming up with Score, as well as pertinent business information that comes up as well. So we'll be right back with more of What's the Score? We're back. We are What's the Score? And by we, I mean Lucy Polito and myself, Christopher Hart. Our guest today, Stephanie Leandre of Simply Noble Services. And we want to thank you for tuning in and telling your friends and family about the show and about our guests like Stephanie, because, we all need to be, in a right place, with the paperwork stuff, right? And that's what Simply Noble Services is about. And you said that you start once again, and we hear this a lot, don't we, Lucy, about how people start businesses. And they kind of plant the seeds while they are still employed or in another profession.
It's interesting to me. I'm fascinated with the idea because I never would have thought of something like this, really, to be honest. So when I met Stephanie, I thought, boy, I have to hear more about how she started this business because it's, I never would have thought this. You always think of, I need a notary, you go to a bank or something like that. Never thought there would be one coming to me, for instance, if I needed that service. So I think that's really great. The fact that she's available even after hours and maybe perhaps on a Saturday or something like that. So I think it's a great idea. I never would have thought of something like that.
Stephanie, you said you started, I think you said you started the business in 2019. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's correct.
I take it because, as you said, you are mobile, that your business did not suffer. If anything, did it actually improve during the COVID era, shall we call it?
Oh, yes, it did, because one of the areas that specializes in real estate, and there were a lot of homes being bought, refinanced, sold. So during that time, especially when COVID first started, I was getting calls and messages literally back to back. There would be some days where I would do, I have like 4 or 5 appointments in a day. And for a mobile notary, that's a lot of driving.
Oh, I would imagine it is. What kind of geographic area do you try to cover?
I cover Osceola County, Polk County, and Orange County. So those three particular areas. And I was getting a lot of calls, especially for Osceola County. I live particularly in Poinciana. And a lot of the homes around here were being sold or refinanced.
And, of course, I believe a lot of the companies that used to do this, I guess it would be mortgage companies and banks, they stopped doing it in person and required this type of documentation.
Yes. So there were still a good amount of in-person signings going on, but remote online notary actually started in January of 2020. And that was where, instead of meeting someone at their home, office, or hospital, wherever, you can do it virtually, where documents are uploaded, IDs verified through an online system, and you can do the notarization the way we're talking here on Zoom, video, and of course having your speakers on, and it is recorded per the state of Florida. So that's where that the online notarization started in the same year.
I take it that
you mean to tell me I did not know you could do this online, if you will. That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And that's a service that you provide.
I learn provide things
every day.
Yeah, I just got certified to be a remote online notary. So there are various platforms used in the state of Florida that you just, as a notary, sign up with, and you're able to meet clients virtually as well.
Okay, so now you'll be doing both, I take it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And once again, the website for Stephanie is simplynobleservices.com. That's her business, Simply Noble Services, simplynobleservices.com. Just spell it out the way it normally would be spelled out. You mentioned real estate documents. What other type of documents would be something that you would be notarizing?
So if someone is buying a home, there's what is called a buyer's package, which is notarizing different forms like the HUD form, the 4056T form. Then there's a seller's package. So if someone is selling a home, there are a specific set of documents that the title company prepares, and they contract notaries such as myself to go out to meet with the client and make sure that I verify their identification, verify that they are on the document, and of course, affixiate my stamp in the areas that are needed.
Do you do like powers of attorney and those type of documents?
Yes, I do power of attorneys, trusts, wills, healthcare surrogates. I get a lot of requests for power of attorney and wills, specifically in the areas that I cover, because I do live in a population where it's a lot of elderly people, and a lot of, you know, their kids want to make sure that documentation is in place if something should happen to their parent, like if they need to go into their account or if they need to sell a home, making sure you have your power of attorney specifically in place so whoever you're giving the power to is able to do what they need to do.
Go ahead, Lucy.
Well, I'm just curious. I'm fascinated with the idea, and I'm curious how you got started. I mean, how did the people find out about you? What was your form of advertising?
My form of advertising was Google Business Page first because it's free and everybody goes on Google for something. If you're going to search for something, you're going to go on Google and look for it. And that's how literally 90% of my customers find me, is by Googling notary near me or notary, mobile notary or notary available. And then the one thing I love about Google Business Page, it gives you the analytics and breaks down how people find you and also tells you how many website clicks you get as well. So that was one thing. Also, I did social media. I have my social media pages where people were able to find me by searching keywords like in Facebook or Instagram. And then it just grew from there.
Good.
All right. Very good. Very good. And what's your like your normal response time?
Oh, I always answer my phone.
Anytime like if somebody called you this afternoon and says, I really need something before 7 o'clock tonight or something like that, can you go into motion and do that sort of thing?
Yes, I do. I always make sure when I set up I use Calendly. So whenever a client goes in and set up an appointment, I have a buffer in between appointments to also give me time to get to and from and also be able to service clients. And there are days where I don't really have much going on. And if someone calls me and say, hey, can you meet me at 4:30? Sure, I can. I always make myself available, especially if someone is in a bind, which has happened many of times, and get it done. I do have a lot of same day availability.
Okay. And once again, you're going to be doing this virtually as well, which will make it even easier for your clients. I take it, to get something done quickly.
Yes. Yes. Doing it virtually cuts down on the travel time, cuts down on printing, if I have to print any documents, because it would all be done signed virtually. I will stamp it virtually, and it literally takes minutes to be completed.
And I take it as long as you're available, that could be done any 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, because you're doing it through a state website, basically.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. So this is fascinating because, a lot of people, do wait to the last minute. I mean, pretty much literally sometimes before they take care of this documentation. Now, but to be clear, you don't advise people on what documents to do for their particular needs. You're just there to notarize the documents that they present to you and make sure that they are the person that they say they are.
Yes. As notaries in the state of Florida, we are not able to give legal advice as we are not lawyers. I have been asked countless times on what do I think or what should they do, and I always tell them to seek advice from legal counsel. My role is to come in, verify your identification, and verify that your name is spelled correctly per your ID or on the document, and you have to sign all documents in front of me. If I would come in and it's already signed, we would have to re-sign another one because I have to see you physically do the signature.
I see you nodding your head, Lucy. You want to say?
No, I'm agreeing with her because I've gone, a couple of times when I've had to buy like a house or something, I've needed a notary. And I know you have to be there with the notary. Otherwise, they just won't take it. It's not acceptable. So because they have to see you sign, make sure that that's you, show your ID and all that. So I understand that.
And my other role is to make sure you understand the contents of your document, because there actually have been an instance where a client called me for a power of attorney for her mother. And when I got there, she wasn't competent. So when you can see that the person is not competent, as a notary, you're not supposed to go through with the transaction because it can be null and void. So I have to ask a few questions. Like, for example, I would say, hi, Lucy, my name is Stephanie. I'm the notary. Do you know why I'm here? And if you say, yes, you're here to do X, Y, and Z. And I say, okay, do you understand the contents of the documents you're about to sign? And you'll tell me yes. Then I can move forward by asking for your state approved ID, whether it's driver's license, passport, or state ID. and that we can move through with this transaction.
Okay. Once again, you can find Stephanie at SimplyNobleServices.com. Simply Noble, N-O-B-L-E, SimplyNobleServices.com. Okay, and at some point we all need these services. So this is another one of those, you know, numbers or locations, websites you need to have on the refrigerator door. All right, along with Orlando.score.org. Okay, so please stay with us because we will be right back with more of What's the Score. We're back. We are What's the Score, and we want to thank you for tuning in and telling your friends and family about the show and about our guests on the show and what you hear here. It's great information week in and week out. And, of course, this show couldn't do it without Lucy Polito of Score, great Score volunteer. And our guest today is Stephanie Leandre of Simply Noble Services, a notary service. And she is mobile and, of course, now also virtual. So you can take advantage of her services and find them at Simply Noble Services, also Simply Noble Services on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And what sort of documents do you do the most of these days? Is it still real estate?
It's a combination of real estate and power of attorney, so a lot of general documents. And the last, I want to say month or so, it's been a lot of power of attorneys. So a lot of estate planning documents. And I'm very big on making sure that not only clients understand the contents of the document, but making sure it's been completed correctly. I have had a situation with a client where a previous notary has done a power of attorney for her husband, and it wasn't done correctly. The hospital didn't accept it, so she wasn't able to make certain decisions on behalf of her husband. She called me frantically, and I was, you know, after I got her calm, I told her I'd be more than happy to assist her. I could be there in like 30 minutes, and we got it done. We got it completed, and it was, the hospital accepted it, and she was able to do whatever she needed to do for her husband. As a notary, aside from verifying someone's identification, you need to make sure that the documents are filled correctly. The right person's name is in the right spot. If it requires witnesses, you need to also verify the ID of your witnesses. And you need to have the witnesses, let the witnesses know that this is what they're signing. This is the role they play in this. And of course, you know, since they agreed to be there, they understand what they agreed to sign the documents for their friend or whoever. Another thing with documentation is if it's a power of attorney, a will or trust, the witness cannot be a family member because it would be deemed as you have financial interest in the document. If you have financial interest, you cannot be a witness. In the state of Florida, as a notary, I can be a witness for documents because I do not have a financial interest in any of the transactions. So I can serve as one, and then they can also have a secondary person, or they can just pick two different people to come in and and be witnesses for them.
Do the witnesses have to be present during the notary process?
Yes, they do have to be present for the process that regards there. So what I do with my documents is after the client has signed, and let's say we verified all IDs, everything has been recorded in my journal, then the client signs. And once the witnesses have completed their portion, they're more than welcome to leave. They don't have to stay for all the way to the end, or if they choose to, they can do so as well.
Okay. Lucy, I'm sorry. Did you have a question?
Well, I wonder, how do you advertise your business? How do people know about you?
People know about me. I advertise on foot. I advertise on social media. I have a group of notary friends where we're called the Central Florida Notaries Group, and also the Orlando Notary Allies, where we do a lot of community events. Last week, there was a college drive for the Boys and Girls Club in on Amelia Street in Orlando, and myself and other Orlando Notary allies, we were there present, helping out. So we do a lot of community work, a lot of events, and then of course our own personal advertising. I go to law offices, banks, real estate offices. I send out postcards. Another thing that kind of puts me apart is I'm bilingual. I speak Haitian Creole. So I'm able to target that audience, whether it's through a church event, whether it's through a community event. So I literally am all in about in Central Florida.
Excellent. Excellent. And once again, the website is simplynobleservices.com. SimplyNobleServices.com. I want to go back a moment. You were talking about a woman who needed your services because the documents had been filled out incorrectly and the hospital wouldn't accept her authority to make decisions. In that case, who would make the decisions? Is it the physician, the hospital,
it would
or
the
insurance?
The physician, yes. Oh. It would be the physician.
Oh, okay. All right. And so obviously that would take it out of the family member's hands entirely, I take it then.
Yes, it would. And that's why she was frantic, because there were certain things she didn't agree with and she knew her husband wouldn't, and she didn't want to have happen. So she needed that power of attorney to show that she not only had power of attorney over his finances, but also his healthcare decisions.
I see. Okay. And is it a very expensive process to get something notarized?
No, it really isn't. In the state of Florida, you can charge up to $10 per stamp. So any location on the document where I have to stamp, it's $10. And you can charge for your time, you can charge for mileage, depending on how you want to structure your business. For me, I use the IRS rate, which is 66.5 cents a mile, and then a $10 per notary stamp.
Okay. All right. And so that's like a flat fee, is just however many stamps the documents need, you just total it up.
Yes. So for example, I did two wills, two power of attorneys, and two healthcare surrogates, literally 15 minutes from my home, and the charge was $75 in total.
I see. Okay. All right. There you go. All right. And so you've been doing this, you say 4 years now. You anticipate growing?
I do anticipate growing. I actually am thinking about expanding more services, such as including, aside from the mobile notary work and the electronic notary, I want to look into doing apostilles. And I'm thinking about adding an employee or a part-time contractor to the business. So I'm definitely looking to expand.
You said, what was the word you said you wanted to do before you said you were going to take somebody else on?
Oh, it's called apostille.
What is that? I'm sorry.
So essentially, if you're needing to use a document outside of the United States of Florida, you would need to get an apostille through Tallahassee, and you're able to have that document and use it if it's like a international property or something you're looking to do, but you are a U.S. citizen, but you're looking to do something outside the U.S., you would use that document to be able to have that facilitate that transaction.
Okay. We're learning a lot of stuff about documents here today, Lucy.
No kidding. I'm trying to figure all that stuff out.
that's why we have Stephanie on with us today. And once again, the website for Stephanie is Simply Noble Services. I take it there's number of ways that people can contact you there, email you. You have a phone number there, that sort of thing.
Yes, all of that is listed on the website. But I mean, if you want me, I can go ahead and give that information now.
Oh, please. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. My contact number is 321-549-8275. That's my direct business line. And my email is simplynobleservicesllc@gmail.com.
Okay. simplynobleservicesllc@gmail.com. And correct me if I get this wrong, 321-549-8275.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right, 321-549-8275. And if you didn't get a chance to write that down, we'll also give it out again here in shortly. So don't worry about that. But once again, just remember to go to simplynobleservices.com. Simplynobleservices.com. It's that easy. All right. And why is Simply Noble? So I guess I get the simply because, you know, you're making it as easy as possible. But why the word exactly. Noble? Why didn't you use the word simply notary services, for instance? Or was that already taken?
No, it wasn't. I did check on the Sunbiz and it wasn't taken. I just wanted to have something different than notary services. I want people to understand when they're choosing Simply Noble Services that we're about authenticity, we're about customer service, professionalism. So I feel like the word noble exudes a lot more of what we're trying to project out into our communities.
Okay, very good. Very good. All right. So once again, the website, Simply Noble Services, simplynobleservices.com. All right. So check it out. Phone number 321-549-8275. And we'll be getting back with Stephanie here in the next segment of the show. But I just want to remind you that when you need Score's services, sometimes you can have your question answered over the phone. And it could be just that easy, or maybe you need to set up an appointment, especially if you'd like to set up a mentorship program, then you do want to set up an appointment. And they can do it virtually. They can do it via Zoom. They make it as easy on you as possible, just like Stephanie. And all you have to do is call the SCORE offices, which are open 10 to 4 Monday through Thursday, 10 to 1 on Friday at 407-420-4844, 407-420-4844. For SCORE. And once again, if you sign up for the newsletter at orlando.score.org, there's no charge for that, as well as for everything that you'll find there. And to participate in the educational programs, like the Coffee with the Leader that is twice a month, and then the workshops that they do every month. And, of course, what do they call them? The webinars that they do all the time, just about. Okay? And all those things you'll find, once again, at orlando.score.org. So we'll be right back with more of What's the Score? Okay, once again, thanks for tuning in to today's What's the Score program, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, this program is one of the great Salem Media Group's programs on the weekend that has helped make this Salem Media Group's Station of the Year, the News Talk Station of the Year. We're so proud of that, ladies and gentlemen. And what that means is this station provides great services to its clients, and you could be one too. All you have to do is contact the folks at Salem Surround. You can go to surroundorlando.com. They not only have their expertise available for over the airwaves, but they also do it just like you can hear this show over the internet. They also can integrate your internet, your social media messaging with your over-the-air messaging. Or they can do one or the other. They can do both. So find out what works for you by going to surroundorlando.com, or you can call the folks here at Salem Surround, that is Salem Media Group Orlando, at 407-618-1760. It's so easy to do. It's cost-effective, and you get your message, and it could be even be in your own voice, to a mass audience, and it happens quickly. 407-618-1760, surroundorlando.com. And tell them, please, you heard about it on the What's the Score show. All right, so let's get back to the conversation with Lucy Polito, the award-winning SCORE volunteer, Stephanie Leandre of Simply Noble Services, and myself, Christopher Hart. So, Stephanie, correct me if I'm wrong, but because you have the power of the notary stamp, you can marry people, is that right? And have you done that?
That is absolutely correct. You can definitely marry people in the state of Florida with your notary stamp. It's called solemnizing a marriage. That's where the officiant part of my business come in. And I have officiated a few weddings. I have done a few, actually one two elopements. Very rewarding. I love it. It's just, I love love, you know, who does it? But it's really, I love it.
Did the elopements, they come knocking at your door like in the middle of the night, like you'd see on TV or something?
Well, not necessarily, but they did call and it's like, hey, we're trying to, we're wanting to get married, but we don't want the whole shebang. We just want something simple. And we kind of want to get it done today. And I'm like, oh, okay. Why today? Well, today's the anniversary of our dating anniversary. And I'm like, oh, okay. So you want to make sure the wedding
documents,
your marriage license reflects that date. Okay, no problem. I got it. What I love about solemnizing a marriage, I've done it literally at the kitchen table. It is very fun and interesting. One of my couples thought I would just come in, verify it, you know, their ID, and also verify the dates on their marriage application just to make sure it's not expired. And I was just signing. I'm like, no, we have to do the whole I do. You have to do that in the state of Florida. I'm like, they're like, oh, we really? And I was like, they asked me, do we have to kiss? And I'm like, oh, that's up to you. If you don't want to kiss, you don't have to.
If you're the guy, you better. You better not, you know. Well, Lucy, now we know where to go, you know, when it's that time, right?
Yeah, no, if only I could find a boyfriend, I'd be ready to get married.
She's ready to elope. All right, very good. And do you charge by the stamp for that service too, or is that a little bit more for the wedding?
Well, to do it from a notary standpoint, it's $30 to solemnize the marriage, plus, of course, if charging for time and travel.
Sure.
But as an officiant, it's a little bit more because we do scripts. So every couple has a different script, and because it takes time to do that, and of course we have consultations with our clients. It could be one consultation, it could be two, depending on how far out the wedding is planned. And sometimes as a wedding officiant, you kind of turn into a day of coordinator, because I have had to do things that I didn't think I would
you
do.
See, I was just thinking, you know, they have this, I guess it's a reality TV show, you know, Select the Dress or something like that. It's about,
yes,
you know, women picking their wedding dresses. You should do one day of, right? You know, day of wedding, you know, and the stuff that you have to deal with. It's got to be, in some point, entertaining.
Yes. Yes, it has. There have been a few interesting moments.
do you think that more people are going for a simpler thing in the wedding ceremony?
Yes. Nowadays, there's a lot more elopements and a lot more literally, let's go to Lake Eola and just get married by the water. And it's just, you know, your parents, my parents, and that's it. People do not want to spend the thousands of dollars that it costs with getting a cake, the flowers, the DJ, all of that included, because they're just not willing to pay that expense. So they want to keep it short, simple, and sweet.
Okay. All right. We just have a few minutes left. What are some of the things that people should watch out for or not do?
Oh, my goodness. When you're looking... Some things you should not do. Do not sign any documents you don't understand. Do not sign without the presence of a notary. Make sure the documentation has your name printed correctly. Although the notary looks for that, you should be able to look into that first, because the majority of the time the document is in your hands. It's not given to the notary in advance in some cases. When looking into a notary, you need to make sure that this person is a legitimate notary. You can tell by their stamp. Sometimes I have seen where notaries use stamps that are expired. On the stamp, it lists our name, not a business name, because the business cannot be a notary, only an individual. It lists the state that you're in, the name, your commission number, and most importantly, your expiration date. Look for that expiration date and make sure that it's not an expired stamp, because that document, if it's used in court, would not be valid. It will be void because of that specific date.
Now, I take it you can obviously renew your license, but how long is the term per expiration? How long is the length of time?
So in the state of Florida, the length of time is every 4 years. I just renewed mine last year for the first time. So in 3 more years, in 2026, I'll be renewing again. And you do have the option of renewing it at least 6 months in advance.
I see. Okay, so that's some of the things I was going to ask you about that. So basically, your stamp is kind of like your badge of sort, I take it.
Yes, it is. And your notary commission changes every 4 years. It's not the same number all the time. For example, mine started with a GG, and now it's HH, and I guess next time it'll be II. I'm not sure.
Right.
In the state of Florida, but it does change.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. And once again, we're speaking with Stephanie Leandre of Simply Noble Services. The website, simplynobleservices.com, for all of your notary services, weddings, documents, you name it. She does it. She can do it remotely, and also remotely, I mean virtually, and then also she does travel to your locations, okay? And you can call her at 321-549-8275, 321-549-8275. And the last thing is that people just need to be caught up on these things. So maybe right now, if they're sitting at home and they know they don't have some of these documents, they need to get going on it. And you don't help them prepare the documents or anything, but once it comes time for the notary, you can contact Stephanie here, and she'll make sure that they have been done right for you and are notarized correctly. Lucy, go ahead.
Oh, you may have said this before, but you do travel to Osceola and Polk counties, correct?
Yes, I do.
And how late can we call you, let's say, we needed a document signed if I decided or was whatever was resolved by 8 p.m. Would you be able to come at night?
Yes, my business hours are up till 9 p.m.
Okay. All right. So once again, if you want to contact Stephanie, a couple of ways here, 321-549-8275. Or go to simplynobleservices.com, simplynobleservices.com. You can also find her, Simply Noble Services, on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And here's one for you, and that is that after this show airs, you'll be able to go to the SCORE website. If you need to get this information, go to this show, this date, this show, and all this information is going to be right there. So you'll have a number of ways, if you couldn't jot those numbers down, to still get a hold of Stephanie. And just remember, it's easy. SimplyNobleServices.com. SimplyNobleServices.com. Well, Stephanie, it's been a great education for me to speak with you here today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a great education for me, too. And you are available Saturdays and Sundays, correct?
I am available on the weekends, yes.
Okay, yes. She's aiming for that. She's going to haul in a fella and get on down there. She wants to make sure you're available when the time is right. All right. There you go.
That's right.
There you go. Okay. So one more time, Stephanie Leandre, thanks for being with us today. SimplyNobleServices.com, the website, 321-549-8275 is her information, okay? And don't forget to go to orlando.score.org, sign up for the excellent newsletter, and that's where you'll find these shows and this one archived, and you can always access them for the information at your convenience, orlando.score.org. And if you need to reach SCORE by phone, office hours, 10 to 4, Monday through Thursday, 10 to 1 on Friday, and you'll get a human being if you call during those hours. If you call after hours or for some reason you get the answer machine, they will call you right back or at the very next business day. 407-420-4844 for SCORE, 407-420-4844. So until next week, that's going to be all for What's the SCORE?
What's the SCORE is a public service presentation of Salem Media Group Orlando. All rights reserved. This was a pre-recorded show.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.